We're just a few weeks away from the first anniversary of a pair of disasters to hit Ventura County and the entire region. November 7th was when the Borderline Bar and Grill attack occurred in Thousand Oaks, and November 8th is when the destructive Hill and Woolsey fire started in Ventura County. A Ventura County art museum is trying to add to the healing process with a new exhibition featuring more than a half dozen artists looking at different aspects of empathy.
We felt that this show in particular needed to serve the community in a way that remembered the loss and everything that this community has gone through this past year.
Lynn Ferrand is curator of the new California Museum of Art Thousand Oaks exhibition called Empathy Beneath the Surface.
We actually managed to get seven different artists. They're all in different mediums intentionally because different mediums reach different people. And this concept is so important that if we're offering different mediums to convey empathy, then you're going to get it at least from one of the artists.
One of the artists is photographer Marjorie Salvaterra. A dozen of her works are featured in one of the museum's galleries. They're all focused on women.
You're going to see three series of bodies of work, all female, sort of a modern female surrealism. Very Italian cinema-esque. It's all female issues.
Salvaterra walks us over to one of her works. A man and a woman are sitting at a table in a restaurant. He looks agitated. She looks frustrated with her head on the table.
This couple sitting at a table, a man, a woman, her head's on the table. The first time I showed this piece, it's called Him. All the men who walked by went, oh, she's drunk. And all the women went, oh, that was my marriage. And I thought that was so funny that it had such a different reaction from each gender.
The photographer talks about the messages she's trying to convey.
I hope they laugh and can enjoy it. I thought when I started these series that people thought, oh, she lost her mind. And I probably did. But I was amazed how many women, not in the art world, just everyday women came to me and said, oh my God, that's my life. And from young women to old women. So I hope people can see a piece of their life and find humor and empathy and to know that we're sort of all on this journey together.
Another one of the gallery spaces features two installations by an artist which are hard to describe. Attached to the wall are some giant black and white dresses which look like they're designed for 20-foot tall giants. They stretch from the wall to the gallery's floor. Then in the middle is a doll-sized house suspended from the ceiling. Underneath it are what appear to be roots, like tree roots. Artist Marissa Caidiolo explains the works.
It's very personal, but at the same time, it has a concept that really connects to everybody. The dress is black and white. They really represent the female energy as a columns, as a totems, as a pillar supporting the society, the families. When Lynn Farran, the curator of this exhibition, invite me to be part of the exhibit, I really wanted to produce a little installation really focused on the fires, how families took the moment that they have to leave the house.
The Ojai artist talks about what she hopes people get from the works.
How I feel like I'm flying away from home, how I'm leaving that place, that cocoon, that structure that holds me and holds my entire family. And that's connected with the roots. No matter what, the roots are with you.
Lynn Ferrand, the curator of the Empathy exhibition at the Thousand Oaks Museum, talks about what she hopes people get from the different works.
I hope this gives an opportunity to reflect on the concept of empathy. Being able to stand in someone else's shoes or look through someone else's eyes gives you a sensitivity that allows you to resolve conflicts, to be together as a community.
The show Empathy Beneath the Surface runs October 18th through February 16th at the California Museum of Art, Thousand Oaks. It's located in the second floor of the Oaks Mall in Thousand Oaks. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.